There was a mighty tempest in the sea. Vayehi Sa'ar Gadol Bayam. And not comforted? Lo Nuhama. Lo Nuhama. And not comforted. Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elohim said to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, though I chastise thee in this world, in the age, in the zaman labo, ha'zaman labo, in the time to come, behold, I will set thy stone in fear colors, and lay thy foundation with sapphire. Hear, Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 11, to be hard. So, Ha'el, the true good Ha'el, Ha'el Elohim said to Yerushalayim, though I chastise thee, I in this world, in the time to come. Ne anoki ma rebitza babuka a vinaik via sadik ba sapiri. Behold, ne I anoki will set thy stones in fear colors. Ma rebitza babuka a vanaik. Abanayik, I will set thy stones in fair colors and lay thy foundations. We are sadik with sapphire. Ba-sapari, ba-sapari. Ne-anaki, ma-revita, ba-puka, abanayik. We are Sadika Basapri. Here, Midrash, no time to come. I'm going to testify. As the man labo, watch out. Though I chastise thee in this world, in the time to come, in the case, in Hazaman Labo, in the time to come. So read the piece of the first edition. Within the time to come, Bazaman Labo, my case, in the time to come. This is interpolated by Padua. Some say the ET, the edited text, is unintelligible. So, hear. Ha'el, Ha'el Lohim, Ha'el said to Yerushalayim, though I chastise thee in this world, in the time to come, behold, I will set thy stones in fair colors and lay thy foundation with sapphires. By fair colors, by the words fear colors, Bapuk, in fear colors, Bapuk, Puk, fear colors, is meant fast colors made of antimony, antimony, Puk, in the Hebrew, Puk, antimony, stibium, black paint, eye cosmetics, dye, stibium, for the eyes, Bapuk. By Bapuk, by Puk, fear colors is meant fast colors made of antimony. As for sapphires, Ba Sapri, Sapri, Ba Sapri, by sapphires, it is said that a man bought a sapphire and stipulated with the seller that he wished to test it. He laid the sapphire on an anvil and struck it with a hammer. And the hammer split and the anvil broke. But the sapphire was not broken. And luminaries to give thee light, I shall make of Kadkod, Kadkod. Hear, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 12. And I will make thy pinnacles of rubies or and luminaries to give thee light. I shall make of kadkod with samati kadkod shima shotayich Rab Berkayo. Berkayo taught in the name of Rab Abba Bar Kahana as to the meaning of kadkod. Two angels in heaven, Mikael and Gabriel, they differ. But some maintain that Rabbi Berkayo taught it was two Amoraim of the West, namely Yehuda and Hezekiah, the sons of Rab Chiya, who differed. One of them saying that Kadkod means onyx, and the other that it means jasper. Whereupon HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, declared, it will be as this one says and as that one says. So here, two notes, Midrash notes, two notes, notes on Kadkod. Precious stones would thus make the place of the sun in illuminating Yerushalayim in messianic times. Precious stones would thus, like this, take the place of the sun. Precious stones would, like this, thus take the place of the sun in illuminating Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, in messianic times, in the times of the Messiah. Here, refer to the Pesikta Rabati, also to legends in the Yehudi version, and I will make thy pinnacles of rubies, and I will make thy pinnacles of rubies with samti kadkoda shima shotayich, and I will make thy pinnacles of rubies. The word shin meim shin, we have shim shotayich, shemesh shin. May, however, mean sun, as in Shemesh, sun, as well as battlement, or it can mean pinnacle. So the Hebraic root, the sheen, the maim or meem, and the sheen may mean Shemesh, sun, as well as battlement, or pinnacle. And here, the next note, Midrash note on Kadkod, can be read as the Aramaic Kadkad, meaning this one and that one. So the word Kadkod in the Aramaic, kadkad, means this one and that one, kadkad. Hence, here, luminaries to give thee light, I shall make of kadkod, luminaries to give thee light. Now, also here in Yeshayahu, here, he who be, who he be, is speaking, the thee, the thy, he's speaking to she, with samati, kadkod, shim shotayik, luminaries to give thee, speaking to she, light, I shall make of kadkod, with samati, kadkod, Shimshotayich, and thy gates of stones of carbuncle. Continuing here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 54, the next verse, and thy gates of carbuncle, and thy gates of stones of carbuncle. Or she'arayich le'avnei ekedach, and thy gates of stones. Or she'arayich le'avnei of carbuncles ekedach. Rav Yehuda, Judah, said in the name of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Samuel bar Isaac, the great gate in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, together with its two wickets, will be of one carbuncle. While Rav Yohanan was interpreting the phrase, and thy gates of stones hollowed out. While Rav Yohanan was interpreting the verse as reading, and thy gates of stones hollowed out. O she'arayich le'avnei ekedach. As meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will bring gems and pearls hollowed out to a space of 10 by 20 cubits and set them up as the gates of Yerushalayim, the gates of Jerusalem. A certain disciple, a certain Talmid, a certain Deka Mezmor disciple sneered and said, if gems and pearls even as large as a dove's eggs cannot be found, can any large enough for gates be found? And here the Midrash note on the words and interpretation of Rav Yohanan. Rav Yohanan derives the Kof, the Dalet, and the Chet. The Kof, the Dalet, and the Chet, as we have it in this word right here, ekedacha, the kedacha, the root of ekedach, the kadach, the kof, the dalet, and the chet. He derives the root of ekedach from kadacha, kadach, in the sense of kindle, kadach, in the sense of kindle, hence, quote, carbuncle, but from the other sense of kadach, namely, bore, to chisel, or to hollow out. Thus, from the root, there's two senses here, Hebraically, there's a sense of kindle in kadach, and the other sense of kadach, namely to bore or to chisel or to hollow out. So here, a certain disciple, a certain Talmid, a certain Deka Mezmor, a certain disciple sneered and said, if gems and pearls even as large as a dove's egg cannot be found, can any large enough for gates be found? In the course of time, the ship of this disciple, the ship of this Talmid, the ship of this Deka Mezmor sailed in the sea, and he beheld ministering angels soaring gems and pearls and hollowing out in them a space of 10 by 20 cubits. He asked, what are these for? The ministering angels, the ministering angels replied, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will set up these gems and pearls as the gates of Yerushalayim, as the gates of Jerusalem. When HaTalmid, when Mezmuru, when the disciple came back and again saw Rav Yohanan expounding, he said to him, Oh Rebbe, Rebbe, Rabban, Oh Master, expound away! It is fitting that thou, the eye, shouldest expound, since that which thou didst describe, I have indeed beheld. Rav Yohanan said to him, Wretch! Wretch! If thou hadst not beheld, thou, the eye, wouldest not have believed, and wouldest still sneer at the words of the sages. Rav Yohanan fixed his eyes on HaTalmid, on the Talmid, the disciple, on the Dek HaMezmor, and the disciple, the Dek HaMezmor, the Talmid became a heap of bones. Rav Pinchas Phineas HaKohen Bar Hamma, Rav Phineas, the priest, Bar Hamma said, It happened that a pious man in the course of his travels was wondering about this matter and asking, Is it possible for a large gate and its two wickets to be of one stone? When he beheld one such stone rise up out of the sea, hence, hear, 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 and thy gates of stones hollowed out. Ua she'areich le'avnei ekadach. And thy gates of stones, Ua she'areich le'avnei, hollowed out. Ekadach. And thy gates of stones of carbuncles, and thy gates of stones hollowed out. O she'areik le'avnei ekadach. And all thy borders of precious stones, hear, 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 Yeshayahu, Messiah, Isaiah chapter 54, the last part of verse 12. That reads, And all thy borders of precious stones. V'kola givulek le'avnei chefet. And all thy borders of precious stones. V'kola givulek le'avnei chefet. Rav Binyamin Bar Lewi, Rav Benjamin Bar Levi said, In this world, the boundaries of men's fields are marked with cistus. And here, a midrash note. And here, a midrash note. Cistus, C-I-S-T-U-S, cistus. A shrubby plant with deep and straight roots, used for hedges to mark boundaries. Cistus, a shrubby plant with deep and straight roots, used for hedges to mark boundaries. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Rav Binyamin Bar Lewi, Rav Benjamin Bar Levi said, In this world, the boundaries of men's fields are marked with cistus. But in Hazamana Labo, in the time to come in the case, all thy borders of precious stones. Wakola Gibulaik, Le Abne Chefet, all thy borders of precious stones. That is, the boundaries will be marked with gems. Rav Yudan said, in the time to come, in Zemana Labo, in the case, the time that I was to come, if a man be owed 2 gold coins by another, by an other, he will say to him, let us go, make I and I go to Moshiach HaMelech, to the King Messiah. And when they come to Moshiach HaMelech, to the King Messiah, the debtor will say, what do I owe thee? Is it gold? Go to, take it from the dust, right here. For in Hazaman Labo, in the time that I were to come and decay, gold and silver will be like dust before Mashiach HaMelech, before the Negus Messiah, before the King Messiah. As it is said, even in Psalm 147, verse 14, Hebraically, thy borders shall make peace. Thy borders shall make peace. Hasama Gevulek Shalom. He maketh thy borders peace. Hasam Gevulek Shalom. And here a Midrash note, the borders then being made of gems. Some say perhaps the commentator interpreted Shalom, peace, here in Psalm 147, Hebraically the 14th verse, Mizmor Kof Mein Zayin, in Psalm CXLVII, in Psalm 147 verse 14 that reads, Hasam Gibulaik Shalom. Perhaps the commentator interpreted Shalom, peace, as Shalom, Shalom, payment. Shalom, Hebraically peace, being interpreted as Shalom, Shalom, payment. Making the verse read, he, speaking of Pael, Hael Elohim, Hael, true God, he maketh thy borders into payment. He maketh thy borders into payment. Hasam Gebulek Shalom. He maketh thy borders into payment. I.e., and that's to say, he makes the very earth of the Holy Land serve as money. He makes the very earth of the holy, the island, the set apart land serve as money. Hence, here the Bnei Korach, Yekorah Lejoch, the sons of Korach, said to Ha'el, Ha'el, true God, to Ha'el Lohim, when thou, the I, bringest such things about, when thou, the I, bringest such things about, hear, Midrash note, so reads the P.E., the print edition, the E.T., the edited text reads, when it will be thus, when it will be like this, we shall sing songs and songs. We, I and I, shall sing songs and chant to thee, to the I. Hence, hear, a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song, when his foundations will be in the holy mountains. Livne Korach Mizmor Shir Yisudato Bihare Odesh, a psalm, Mizmor, of the sons of Korah. Libne Korach Mizmor a song. Shir, when his foundation, Yisudato, Yesod, Yesod, Yisudato, when his foundation will be in the holy mountain. Yisudato, Bihare, Kodesh. A different comment on his foundation is in the holy, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle of Mountains. Yisudato bihare kodesh. Yisudato bihare kodesh. This means that Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, is the foundation, the yesod, 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 the foundation of the world, by virtue of two holy mountains, by virtue of two islands set apart, sanctified mountains, Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai, and Mount Moriah. Here, Midrash notes, Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, Mount Sinai plucks itself out of Mount Moriah. Here, refer to the Midrash, the study on Psalm 68.9, also Psalm 68, and the note, the 16th note. Rav Finchas, Phineas, Pinchas said in the name of Rav Reuven, Reuven, there will come a time when HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, Blessed Be He, will bring Sinai, Sinai, Tabor, and Carmel together and put Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, on top of them, as is said even in Yeshayahu. Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. The mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. Nahona Yisye Har Betioa, that the mountain of the house shall be established. Birosh Hehari, established as the top of the mountain. Nakon Yisyehar Betioa Birosh Hehari, that the mountains of Jah, that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established. Nakon, established, Yehiyeh will be, Nakon Yehiyeh, Har, mountain, Beit, house, Yehovah, Jehovah, Nakon Yehiyeh, Har, Beit Yehovah, as the top, Birosh, in the Rosh, in the Ras, in the head, Birosh of the mountains, Birosh Hehari. Rav Hanina taught not only this, but even more, there will come a time in Iowa when the mountain of Jehovah's house will lead in the singing, and the other mountains will answer in chorus after it with songs and songs. For it is said even in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 22, the Lord will establish it, Prince of the Singers. The Lord will establish it, Prince of the Singers. Uakananiyahu Sara Halaviyama Be Masa Yasara Ba Masa Kia Mevin Hu. Here, 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse.
What Jah has done for us.